Dave and DeGenevic.
We're going to tackle the case of the missing animals at the Dallas Zoo right now.
Missing animals
yeah.
at the Dallas Zoo.
It's all kind of unfolded within the last month. There have been four separate incidents or four incidents of animals either, I guess, being let out or disappearing. And we're going to get a live report in just a minute. But I heard today, I think that the two monkeys that went missing were recovered in an abandoned home. I know, it's just strange.
So people are stealing?
No.
Or just letting them out?
I don't know. I actually read somewhere they were found in a closet. I've always wanted a pet hippo.
Like, who doesn't want a pet hippo? Big fat tubs of goo?
Let's bring in News Nation's Dallas correspondent, Marky Martin. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave and Debbie. Thanks for having me.
Clear up the mystery for us. Walk us through how it all started. And if, I don't know, is the suspect at large?
Yeah, gosh, I wish I had all of the answers for you, but this has been, I mean, literally wild. It's been the talk of Texas, specifically Dallas, of course. But as you mentioned right off the top, this is now four separate investigations in 2 weeks' time. And it started on a Friday, started with a clouded leopard named Nova. She was on the loose for hours. Code blue was issued. People, you know, around the zoo were on the lookout. Her habitat eventually found, intentionally cut open. Then the same thing happened that same day with the Langur monkeys. Their enclosure found breached. Then it was a vulture that wound up dead with a wound. And then the latest case are these two tamarin monkeys that went missing. And as you mentioned, they were found last night in an abandoned home.
So is this suspected to be the same person, a group? Is this just like the new thing for teenagers to do on the weekend?
So that actually, all great questions. That hasn't been revealed to us at this time. Of course, if the zoo and Dallas PD have a specific suspect in custody, that has not been revealed. But I don't know if you saw, the Dallas Zoo actually tweeted yesterday a photo of somebody that they wanted to talk to, somebody who was eating a bag of Dorito chips at the zoo. They said they want to talk to this person in connection with the missing monkeys. And we don't know yet if they eventually found that young man, if he had something to do with this. But somebody called, gave Dallas PD a tip, said, hey, we believe these monkeys could be in this abandoned house in Lancaster. And by the way, for your viewers who aren't from here, Lancaster is basically Dallas. I mean, it's 15 miles south of us. So we don't have the full scoop yet. Dallas PD just emailed me, and they have not released that part of the story at this time. So we still don't know, guys.
So just to go back over, because there's been so many incidents, Marky, I'm trying to follow it all. Have all of the animals been accounted for now? Or are we still missing some animals at the zoo?
Nope, we're not missing any animals. The clouded leopard was found that day. Okay. The Langur monkeys actually never escaped. They just found their habitat with that same intentional rip in the mesh enclosure.
Okay.
The vulture has died, and right. Now the two monkeys are back at the zoo. So all animals are accounted for.
But there was no incident like the leopard didn't attack anybody.
No, this was not anything. None of these incidents turned violent. But I will tell you this also too. The location of the zoo backs up onto this creek, backs up onto neighborhoods. And so that's been one of the scares for a lot of families who have kids literally in the backyard. When the leopard was on the loose, the monkeys are on the loose. Are we safe? And actually, at one point, the zoo and Dallas PD said, for anybody who has small animals, small children, just be on the lookout. But we don't think any of these animals pose any risk greater than, you know, animals that are native to parts of North Texas. So nobody was ever hurt or endangered, but it did have a lot of people on high alert.
To quote you, it's wild. It's weird. And so I'm wondering at this point, like, has the zoo stepped up security? Is Dallas PD, like, running regular patrols through the monkey cages and the hippo arena? What's going on with the security there?
Yeah, so the Dallas Zoo at this point has actually hosted a couple different press conferences because this has gotten so out of control in such a short amount of time. And in those press conferences, we learned they claim they have more than 100 surveillance cameras across the whole property that are monitoring at all times. They say they have beefed that up. They have doubled security. They've ramped up staffing, too. However, what's interesting, I sat down for an anonymous exclusive interview yesterday with a former armed security guard that worked at the Dallas Zoo for 7 months during 2022. He said there's no way there's that many cameras. And he left because all of his security concerns fell on deaf ears with the third-party security firm that he was contracted through. He said nobody's really on full alert there, on full watch. He said some of the guards were aggressive, and he finally left because he said nobody was listening to him. And also, one more thing to point out from my conversation with him, he said there are nearly 10 different vulnerable entries that anybody could get past on this zoo property. So he was not surprised that this happened during the month of January.
Marky Martin, thanks for joining us from News Nation, their Dallas correspondent.
Yeah, thanks for bringing us up to speed. I've been tracking this story for the last couple of days because I'm just fascinated by it. And we still have a mystery on our hands as to who is doing this at the zoo.
Where does your mind go?
You know, hey,
who's
know.
Doing
I'll
this?
I'll tell you after the show. I'll tell you. My mind went right. It went somewhere right away. I got my person of interest number one in my brain. Who is it in your brain?
I think it's probably an activist, somebody that is anti-zoo, does not like the idea of a zoo, that is trying to free the animals.
What if it's just a prank by a bunch of kids?
Totally could
and
be
if
that.
They had all of these, this network, this like London-like network of security cameras all over the zoo, then why are we having this conversation on the fourth incident, and why are monkeys being found in abandoned homes? Like, I'm not sure about your network of security cameras, okay? I'm just like, either they're just not turned on.
I was just looking up some of the wildest escapes, like zoo escapes. How about this one at the Eiffel Zoo in Germany? This was 15 years ago. Two lions, two tigers, a bear, and a jaguar escaped the zoo.
I'd move.
After heavy I'd rains.
Move. We had ligers escape. Tigers and lions, they're bred together. Ligers escape up in Lava Hot Springs, Idaho, back in the 90s, wandering around a school playground.
Do they have magical capabilities?
That was a long time ago.